The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 30th of March and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta. Now, the past few weeks have seen further periods of quite extreme market volatility as crises of confidence have hit banks either side of the Atlantic. And this latest period of market turbulence has only added to what has been quite a difficult past year in equity markets. And yet, despite the extended period of uncertainty in markets, a brief look at some quite simple valuation metrics across developed markets suggests an element of optimism among investors. Lorenzo, what's going on here?
Hello, Ben. As always, thank you very much for having me on this podcast. And I absolutely agree with you. It's been a very tough 12 months now. 2022, we all know what's happened there. It looked like 2023 was going to be a much better year, and it has been so far. However, we have seen some volatility in markets recently that's pushed some investors back into concerning a bit more about upcoming risks. However, as you say, some metrics display some elements of optimism. For example, if you look at the price to earnings ratio of the S&P 500, which is a simple ratio between a company's price and their trailing 12-month earnings per share, it shows that investors are actually not that concerned about the future. And if anything, they think that the future is about average in terms of upcoming earnings for these companies. And for example, the current ratio is about 17 times, which is just about below its 10 years average of 17.3. And that's halved from its peak in 2021. That tells you that, yes, investors maybe since a couple of years ago have grown more negative, and quite obviously given what's happened last year. But as of today, they don't have any significant concerns about the future health of US firms. Just to give you some comparison, if you look back at 2008 crisis, then the S&P 500's price earnings ratio was as low as 10 times, meaning that investors were only willing to pay, 10 times the earnings of a company to buy that stock on expectation that earnings were going to collapse in the future, or that the company was going to face a lot more risk than it is today, effectively.
Right. So even in the face of extreme economic headwinds, investors continue to remain relatively optimistic about their outlooks for US firms. Do you think they are justified in their optimism, or are we likely to see further issues?
Well, there are some reasons for optimism. Certainly, US firms have coped well in the face of rate hikes, which, they have been pretty extreme and could be damaging to corporate earnings. This is in part thanks to the strong balance sheets that these companies were able to build up throughout the pandemic. Initially, as the rate hike cycle started, it was just the most interest rate sensitive industry that suffered. However, on the other side, we are seeing today the first signs of difficulties in other areas. We've seen stress in the banking sector, even though maybe that's partly a separate story. We started seeing some earnings reports that show slowing down earnings numbers, and some forward earnings estimates are now indicating the largest year-on-year decline in earnings since the pandemic first started, as global economic activity slows down.
Okay, so it's possible that we continue to see the impact of the current tough economic conditions start to affect maybe the more resilient and less interest rate sensitive industries. But how about in other developed markets, though? If we're basing ourselves purely off PE ratios, it seems like investors are less optimistic about Europe and the UK.
Well, that's mostly true. The US market has been more expensive on a price-earnings ratio, especially than its UK, European, Japanese peers for as long as 10 years and even more. Markets have very often been just more optimistic about that part of the market compared to the old continent. If you look at Europe, For example, today, certainly the continent has struggled a bit more with the impact of the Ukraine-Russia conflict, struggled more on the energy side of things, even though that turned out to be less of a problem than initially expected. The UK obviously still have the overhanging problem of a Brexit that is still something not fully embedded in the economy. We all know that Japan has been struggling for decades with low or negative inflation sometimes and poor demographic conditions. So all these markets have other problems on top of what's happened over the past 12 months, but their valuation are a lot cheaper than what you see currently in the US. And a cheaper valuation tells you that, yes, markets maybe are less optimistic, and that maybe expect a lower earnings growth than they do elsewhere. But that's very often a pretty good reason to invest, because you know markets can sometimes can be a bit too negative on a given market. And very often these valuation metrics roll back to average and mean revert over a full business cycle. And cheap valuations are very often indicative of higher future returns for investors that have the patience to invest for the long run. So as of today, you know, we, from a pure fundamental perspective, we don't see huge differences between the US and Europe. But on a valuation perspective, there is actually quite a big gap, and we are more positive on Europe than we are on the US.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the insight and looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you very much, Ben. Have a good day.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaints relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.